is Davin's Den.
Alright, last part of the show, doing some scamming scammers with Carolyn Fuchs, not Fox kids, the Forex scammer, but things have gotten kind of romantical with fake Davin and Carolyn. Now, as I recall, fake Davin was a little needy last time, right?
Yeah, he was.
Fake Davin needed some more attention, and he was going through some real shit. He had gone through a life-changing event.
But we don't know what it is yet.
We don't know what it was, what it is, and as I recall, we were not thrilled with Carolyn not asking. Was that where we were?
Yeah, because, you know, Fake Davin mentioned it a couple times, and she just blew right past it, and it's like, she's a more careful listener than some other scammers, so that was uncharacteristic.
All right, so let us resume. October 7th, 2019, on Instagram. So I said I saw your story. She posted an Instagram story. Hang in, boo. Today's losses are tomorrow's wins. So she had posted something about losing some money, like with her Forex, a business thing. I figured you would say something inspirational if the situation was reversed. So I gave it a shot. Maybe I should stick to comedy. She gives me three smiley faces. She goes, "You clearly should." In case of a loss, the company has a return policy program that protects loss of investment. Your investment would be refunded, but you're rest assured of max profits. You can only experience a loss when your trader is not experienced and does not really have substantial knowledge of trading. But with a good trader, your wins are sure.
What bullshit.
Yeah, that's not true of any time you're playing the market, ever.
Also, that sounds nothing like a real conversation you would have with somebody who's checking in on you.
No, not normal at all. That was like, oh, my robot stepped in and answered for me for a second, but I'm back.
You got forgive me for a second, guys. I think I stepped in some cut and paste. Forgive me. I go, hun, you're talking to me, not some guy GoFX sent you. I don't need the sales pitch, and I give her like an emoji, and my words of wisdom are up there with some of the finest fortune cookies in the world, so you, my dear, can blow me. And she goes, really? I go, I stand by my statement on the quality of my words of wisdom. Is that what you're saying really to? She goes, yeah, but there's wisdom in your words. I go, there is, but somehow I don't think you were impressed. What the fuck? Now it's kicking.
That's
in?
What she said.
Oh, all right, now it's kicking. What do you want me to tell you? There is somehow I don't think you were impressed. You know, I'm more than just looks. I know you, she goes, I know you got a lot under your sleeves. I go, I don't even know what that means, LOL. Is that a British phrase?
A lot under my sleeves.
I got a lot under my sleeves, Joe. Don't you pay attention.
That is not the way an American would express that idiom.
Well, she's British.
Yeah, really.
Well, she's British. She's not American.
No, British don't say that you have a lot under your sleeves.
So I go, I don't even know what that means, LOL. Is that a British phrase or something from Hebron? Remember, she said she's from Hebron.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, a lot of tricks under your sleeves. I go, ah, well, my woman is very smart, so if I want to keep her interest, I can't be a dummy. And then I go, why are you posting trades about September? So that was on October 7th. I did not hear back from her until October 10th on Hangouts. But you guys will have to bear with me because I have to,
Go get the Hangout.
Yeah, I have to scroll there and it doesn't hold it, unfortunately. So tell, you guys can speak about what you think thus far and I will get to where we need to be.
It bothers me that every time something comes up about the business, that she goes to this pasted conversation. Like, she has a script whenever she wants to spring up some business stuff.
Joe, what do you think about that? Is that a good tactic?
What? No, it's a terrible... Well, no, it's a... Well, I think that it's a good tactic for fake Davin to call her on it every time she does that. Because, you know, it's like you always say, do better. So it's like you're trying to admonish the scammer to up their game. I don't know if telling them that they're not doing the greatest job is good for the next client they have, because they'll know that it's not working, so they have to do better than they've been doing. Like, that shit shouldn't work on anybody.
But it does, and I have a radio show.
Say that you will not lose any money, you know, and only inexperienced people will lose your money. That's a red flag if I ever saw one.
Oh, my God. You can't blame it on the trader if somebody loses money on the market. I mean, if they make a terrible blunder and they say, you know, throw all of your money into this, it's surefire, that's also a terrible, that would be a terrible act by a trader, because nobody should put all their eggs in one basket, and you can't ever guarantee what the market's going to do. You can't guarantee.
Right up front, there's no guarantee.
Yeah.
See all these commercials on TV, there's no guarantee, but there's a lot of risk with investing. Oh, and as soon as they tell you, no, you'll get your money back. No, you won't.
Yeah.
But guys, as you recall, when I spoke to Go Off X, they told me I wouldn't lose any money, so this is right out of their playbook. All right.
Yep.
So October 10th is when I hear from her again.
3 days.
Yeah, because this was the 7th, and this is on Hangouts. She goes, hello, baby. I go, hi. She goes, how are you doing? I go, I'm okay, how are you? She goes, pretty well, I'm holding up. I go, holding up? Is something wrong? She goes, I've had better days, LOL. Bad day at the office. I go, bad day at the office? Alrighty then, good talk. So weird. She disappeared again.
Goodbye.
She goes, I'm here, babe. Really bad week at the office. The figures are high, but my heart is low. I go, you're all about the figures. It is your number one priority. Why the low heart? Yeah, I mean, it's been pretty clear she's all business. She goes, the figures are not my priority. Everything was great, but I just feel bad. I go, you told me you had to make your goal. That is your priority. Remember when I was, you know, where am I in this relationship? She's like, I'm sorry. I just got to make my goal. Remember that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yes.
I go, you told me how to make your goal. That is your priority. That aside, what's troubling you? You there? She went again. She goes, I just feel lonely. I'm making the figures, but really lonely.
Huh.
I go, I get that. I feel lonely too. Never figured you for the lonely type, you cold bitch. You I go, you wanted space and I gave you space. You have a bunch of guys who adore you on Instagram. Maybe you need a guy in England. Dude, she puts up these pictures and the guys are tripping over their dicks to compliment her. They can't compliment this bitch a lot. And most of them are not in English, by the way.
Right.
She goes, you're the only one I text aside from my family and my girlfriends. You damn fucking straight I am. I go, well, it's hard to see them fawning over you and saying thanks, dear, and whatnot. Like I said, you wanted space. I gave it to you. I wanted to talk more with you and see you. Now I've gotten used to not talking to you. I gave her space. I made her reach out to me. It was very hard. Every day, every moment, what are you doing, baby? Why aren't you calling? Why aren't you writing? What's going on? But I gave you your space. Other fake Davins wouldn't have.
I know, that's true. Other fake Davins would have been a pain in her ass.
Yes, this Davin still may. She goes, I'm sorry, but I want this to work. I'm really ready. I go, I can't do it like we've been doing it. It's nice to feel wanted and loved. And then she's gone, and I go, Bueller, Bueller, Bueller.
Bueller.
She goes, things
what
will...
What the hell is she up to?
No
yeah.
good!
You're just thinking, what the hell is she up to?
She's up to no good.
This is that's why I'm sitting here not really saying, because I'm really thinking about this. You know, her heart is heavy, and she's doing well, but she also said that she wasn't doing well. She's got... What? Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
She goes, things will change, dear. I've been unbalanced and selfish, but forgive my dear. This is different. This is different.
It is.
I go, maybe you need to figure out what you really want. Maybe you have not sorted things out with your ex and how that ended. Maybe our timing is not right. I have so many people in my ears telling me something is not right with this whole thing.
Oh, okay.
She goes, I've made my decision. I have no more ties to my ex. Don't listen to them, really. That's right. She wants to fake D's fake D. She's on. See,
yeah.
Joe? I wooed her. I wooed her, wooed her, wooed her. You thought it was all business, but now she wants it to work, Joe. What do you say about that?
No, it's still business. It's still business because she said she was upset, and you said, well, is it about business? No, things are going well that way. She still has to present herself in a positive light on her business dealings, because if she doesn't, you're never going to trust her to give her money. So everything is fine there. My love life, no, I broke up with my boyfriend, and I'm starting to have feelings for you. And the line has been cast, my friend.
Well, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. I never will trust her to give her money. Anyway, your point is noted. Fake Davin don't play that way. Anyway, I go, you won't even see me. That's not normal. Wow, I can't even keep your attention because she vanished again. She goes, you captivate me, darling. It's really not fair to say all these to me. I fall head over heels. At first, I wouldn't lie. I was Jesus, yeah. Hesitant. I thought she was going for hesitant, but for some, I was hesitant. But she wrote Jesus for some reason. But you found a way to my heart. I most certainly did. Fake Davin is great on these platforms. Real Davin.
Yeah, she's finding a way to your wallet.
Joe, you know.
Well, now, in the chat, Deb says that she is a major manipulator. And Lisa is and posed a little tiny violin for her.
You know,
yeah.
I do not like the aspersions being cast on my beloved, a manipulator. Nay, nay, Deb. She's trying to make your pal happy. That's all. It's not manipulation when she's just trying to make our relationship better. I don't like this, the two of you. I don't like this at all. I'll continue.
Well, Lisa has posed little crying faces for her.
You know, I think it's this type of negativity is the reason Fake Davin has never really found true love in these circumstances. I think that's what the situation is. I blame you all. How do you like them,
also,
apples?
Also, the drinking, the shooting out TV sets, the being a male stripper.
The voodoo, the cheating.
You know, I would say this has never deterred any of my women.
Once you bring in the Vassiola sisters, it's all bets are off.
The Vassiola sisters, thank you.
Thank you.
You know, you guys make it like seem like I'm not the best fake boyfriend ever. I don't like this at all.
Sometimes you got to face the truth or non-truth.
We'll see that at the debate tonight.
Truth.
Anyway, I go, at first you seem more into... I go, at first you seem more into than you have the past month. I don't know what the fuck I was going for. I go, we clicked. Now we barely talk. She goes, let's just work things out. Yeah, we clicked. And I'm sure there's a future for us. Why do you want to shut me out now? Now, this is a scammer technique where they like to get close to you and these romance scams. Tell me everything so I can manipulate you, as Deb would say. That's what I think.
Yeah.
That's what I think you would think this technique is. I'm saying she's genuinely concerned, but I think you people think she's up to no good.
Oh, no, it's genuine concern.
I go, not a matter of shutting you out. If I can't touch my girlfriend, smell my girlfriend, taste my girlfriend, at least I'd like to see her. The fact that you won't allow is a lot of bad shit to get into my head. That's why Joe calls me a shithead. At first, you said I could be a stalker. Then sketchy. Now you are my lady, and I still can't. She goes, oh, I'll clear that then. I'll surely clear that. I go, we will see. Caroline, how do you see this working out? She goes, we have a future together. I assure you, babe. Kiss emoji. Kiss emoji, Joe. Kiss emoji, Deb. Kiss emoji, Lisa. How could you question this woman? Kiss emoji.
Lisa says that you are the best fake boyfriend.
Thank you, Lisa.
Wow. Usually you're a federal case.
Well,
all I want is a gift card. All I want is to go to Malmart. All I want is a computer. And then you're sending me a job application. You want to talk to my lawyer. You want to see my doctor. Just send me the fucking money, will you?
You know, Joe, if you want to date fake Davin, these are the hurdles you have to go through.
I'm sorry, real Davin works like that too, though.
He really does. I go, okay. I go, this is by far the hardest relationship I've been in. Why did you post a loss from September in your story? She goes, because we're in October now. She goes, I was making a referral study. I included that and just had to post a sample. I go, what's a referral study? It's for young traders. They sample your trades and analyze them in order to learn from wins and losses. Oh, okay. I go, ah, got it. My friend went on the website. He had a weird experience. That was me, by the way. I'm my own friend. I'm a lonely man. She goes, but hey, I'm not pooping on driveway, so I got that going for me. She goes, what's that? I go, they recommended a bunch of traders on social media. According to him, they were all beautiful women. I'm calling her on the carpet for this. She goes, ha, ha, ha.
I like the way they recommend the traders on social media, because when you want to take all your money, that's where you go for a recommendation.
They would have you think. She goes,
he got 10 likes. I'm going to put my fortune with him.
Sure.
That's how I pick traders.
I can't say you're wrong, Joe.
That's why I live the way I do.
She goes, ha, ha, we have male traders I can recommend. I go, he said it was like a modeling agency, LOL. She goes, your friend wants to join the platform? What's happening? I go, I don't know. They kind of spooked him. They were like, send money in crypto to them and pay his taxes directly to the IRS. You there? She went again. I'm calling her on the bullshit that my friend, which is me, which I revealed on the show. I want to see how she reacts to this. She goes, did he invest? No, stupid, because it's bullshit. She goes, did he invest? Yeah, I'm here. I go, why would they pay the IRS? He freaked out and got mad at me. Me. She goes, they don't pay. She goes, they don't pay the IRS. The tax is paid for investment that is remitted to the IRS. The market is regulated. Taxes exist. We pay tax as a company. For every trade, you get profits. And that profit, that's where the taxes come in. You invest and get profits. Taxes are paid for the profits you get. This is much different than what the website said. This is actually this is actually believable horseshit. What the website said is not. She's better than the website in this case. I go, he showed me the text. They said they pay. He's like, it isn't even April. What if I lose? They were like, he can't lose. He was really mad at me. I'm like, man, I know nothing about the company. You asked me about my girl and I told you what she does. Don't blame me, man. Carolyn goes, he should come speak to me. I'll clear things. I go, yeah, but he should get statements so he can pay his taxes himself. Maybe I'll have him do that. He wanted to meet someone in an office. They wouldn't give him an address. What the fuck? I'm calling her on all the bullshit that this company did. I go, he was fuming, LOL. I'm just like, I don't know. I don't get into Carolyn's business. I know nothing about her company. He was pissed. She goes, he should talk to me and also tell you the trader he got in touch with. Did he invest? I go, I doubt it. After all that, it was directly on the website. But I don't blame him for being upset. She goes, we don't pay taxes for people. I go, well, tell that to their chat room. He showed me the conversation. She goes, it's only regulation for 15% of total profits to be paid as tax. For every trade I enter, it's registered and tax is expected as I get profits. She goes, did he invest, I ask again? I don't think he did, but they said send them crypto to one of their wallets and they'll pay the IRS directly. He was with his accountant and his accountant told him, no way. So she's disagreeing with the website.
Yeah. She doesn't seem to know what the script that she so gladly cut and paste is going to say.
Right. She goes, if he didn't, then he was just acting carelessly. If no investment, then why ask about taxes? Why go to the live chat if you're not a member of the platform? Now she's attacking the victim.
Yeah.
I go, not sure who brought it up, but I would ask a lot of questions if I were going to invest with a stranger on Instagram. Can't blame him for that.
Yeah.
She goes, customer service probably thought he was a member, and when taxes came up, they told him. I go, I told him where you work. I guess he had an interest in investing. She goes, he should come and speak to me. I go, should girl, I barely, I go, sh- I meant to say shit. Shit, girl, I barely get to speak to you. She goes, I'll clear everything up. It's a misunderstanding, one I would be happy to clear up. She goes, it's on IG, not here, darling. Here is just for you. three kisses emojis. She goes, I go, when I get you for a while, then I will share, maybe. All right. I guess we'll stop there for this evening. Pip, do me a favor. Write down for me October 10th Instagram, so I start with haha, okay, but he shouldn't get about the wrong impression. So that's
okay.
So that's where we will pick up next week. But yeah, I think that's an interesting develop. I'm calling her on the bullshit of my friend, and she's got no fucking idea what's going on.
Of course.
Yeah.
She's still trying to really, she'll go back to the romance.
Yeah, but I thought that was interesting. All right.
Yeah, that was interesting.
All right, I'm just trying to find the plugs, and then we will do that and get the fuck out of here. All right. We'd like to thank Sensei Ferdico for his continued support to Davin's Den. We love you, Russ. Thank you. Joe, I believe you have a read.
Portobello is Burton County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Well, I believe, I don't know if that is the case right now, but they do when we get back from all of this. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for a special event. Suite 16, wedding, office party, and anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets will be hosting their popular comedy nights when everything gets back to normal, which has been produced by side-splitting production owner Davin of Davin's Den. Experience that all Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more, call them, 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit the website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. Get on out there. You deserve Portobello.
Nothing can compare to seeing a live stand-up comedy show in person, the feel of a group of strangers having a shared experience, the performer talking directly to you, and, of course, you letting the performer know how much you are enjoying them. Laugh at Home Comedy brings that to you in the comfort of your own home or business. Whether it is one of our comedy club-style shows or a private event for you and your friends or coworkers, Laugh at Home Comedy will bring the live comedy experience to you in the comfort of your own home and safely, too. So go to laughathomecomedy.com or call us at 551-404-3094. Joe, I believe you actually got something cooking this week.
Yes, I'll be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club this Thursday, October 1st. Showtime's at 8 o'clock. Call 1-877-UNCLE-VIN or go to UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com. Come on out, have get laughs, get a good time.
All right, guys. Thank you guys for hanging out. Hey, we got out of here early. Go enjoy the baits. Go watch the baseball. Do whatever you want to do.
Yep.
Watch the videos. We appreciate you hanging out with us. We'll see you next week. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.